100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day, until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So, let's have some stories. Yes, I said stories. Plural, not singular. What? It's the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the story. The topic this week was out of my brain, and a lot of you went out of your brains. Muncie, Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Sarah, Lizzie, Tom, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. You want to hear some stories? Okay, let's hear them. Let's go with Muncie. Take it away.
Greetings, flies. Muncie here with another tale to astonish for certain values of the word astonish. Come on, flies, come and take a ride with me. The Human Brain by Christopher Monroe. This sentence came out of my brain. So did this one. That's weird, right? I mean, it's just a lump of meat. Maybe 3 pounds or so. Yet everything we are and everything we'll ever be is contained there, just bobbing around, inside our skulls, behind our faces, a little scrunched-up-looking thing from which we build an identity, from which we pull words, sentences, language, stories, ideas. I mean, not necessarily good ideas. This one, for example, doesn't make a lot of sense, but ideas. We don't appreciate our brains enough, I think. They do so much for us. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's it for me, flies. Talk to you again soon.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 525 on the topic of out of my brain. Since I'm a sober, well, reasonably sober, middle-aged person, I'm not really out of my brain much personally, but I do what I can here on these stories. So my first one is called 5:15. 4:57 p.m. Time to leave the office. Planning the evening commute required split-second timing. 4 minutes to the garage, another 2 to exit the garage, 12 minutes on the surface streets, though this depended a bit on catching the lights just right, and onto the expressway by 5:15. Traffic was building. In another few minutes, the road would be impassable. Leaving those 3 minutes before the hour made all the difference. 5:15. Into the traffic flow. His job was now out of his mind. He punched several buttons, and the opening sounds of Quadrophenia filled the car. Keeping with the titles having something to do with music, my second story is called Moving in Stereo. I looked down at my body on the operating table. I had read about out-of-body experiences, but I never expected to have one myself. I watched the respirator move up and down, breathing for me as my body remained unconscious. I was jolted back to reality by a high-pitched squeal. The monitors flashed an alert, and medical personnel scurried to find and resolve the problem, to no avail. Well, that was it for me, I supposed. I was dead. Nothing more to see in this grim room, so I tried to leave. Uh-oh. With growing dismay, it began to sink in that I might be stuck here for quite some time. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
I have psoriasis. Consequently, the internal ear is dry and itchy. Fish oil, Vaseline, goose grease, smelts, and other moisturizers don't work. I am digging into my ear holes frequently with old popsicle sticks, paper clips, and twigs. Last Saturday, I was doing some excavation work on my ear holes and I inadvertently sneezed and farted concurrently. Consequently, the popsicle stick was rammed into my ear and I heard a loud pop and my right side went limp. I yanked the stick out, and some orangey, pink jelly covered the end of the stick. It was something out of my brain, I'm sure. Number 2. It's fun to open up your document, release your inhibitions, and let the words flow. The stories that come out of my brain each week often surprise and shock me. If I didn't know me better, I'd say I was nuts. I am a thin, confused, M2F transgender individual these days, but I am holding on to my nether rod, hoping to find a high bidder when I'm ready for my lower surgery. They tell me I will have a lot left over when they do the surgery, so I'm putting an ad on Craigslist for a buyer. Number 3. He was yelling and pointing in front of Safeway. No one was there. He was out of his mind, or his brain, I suppose. He mumbled something about acid, and I offered help, so I approached him, walking backwards towards him, and sticking two pencils up my nose as I did. When I reached him, I spun around quickly and started singing I am the walrus, goo goo gee joob goo 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 gee joob. His eyes popped out of his head and he ran screaming into the bushes behind the store. I did my good deed for the day.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of out of my brain. Have you ever had one of those nights when you just can't sleep? You lie there, thoughts constantly buzzing around your head, whilst you become ever more frustrated with your complete inability to get some sleep. The more you try to empty your mind, the worse it is. You constantly find yourself recapping the day's events. They fill your mind, a never-ending distraction from the one thing you crave more than anything else, the blessed relief of sleep. Then, finally reaching your wit's end, you sit up, sheets in complete disarray, and desperately cry, "Get out of my brain!" I shall get out of your brains now. Until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. After the explosion, it was touch and go whether I'd live. But thanks to a genius surgeon and the wonders of modern medicine, I survived. Of course, having half a pound of assorted shrapnel and metal shards pulled out of my brain, even by a genius surgeon, was always going to have some unforeseen consequences. Nothing significant, just occasional, mild insanity. Personally, I think it's been the making of me. And looking on the bright side, when the worst happens, you can rest assured that it's not going to bother me at all. Although, it might bother you.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The roads were littered with metal scraps. The food was scarce. No one dared say a word. The real problem was none of this. It was the compulsory pea-sized contraption. Then they went back home, and all the brains on Earth were placed in suspended mode, our bioenergy being sucked away long distance. When they returned for a checkup, I was part of the test sample. I hid and jabbed my eye to get them out of my brain. I lost an eye, but they never saw me again. More have done it too. We'll get Earth back one day. This was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got a story for you this evening. It's called, Oh No. Murray had a habit of saying the most inappropriate thing at precisely the most optimum moment. It just came out of his brain. His sister Anne would say, it was like the tin foil was strengthening the signals from Planet Murray. No one wanted to sit next to Murray at a family funeral. Visits to sick relatives often ended with a 911 call. During his wedding to Laura, there was brisk wagering on how long it would take him to fuck it up. To everyone's surprise and loss, Murray just stayed in his brain with the help of his heart. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 525 with a prompt of Out of My Brain. Here's my story. The auditorium was too dark to determine the nature of the body between the rows of seats. Male, female, old, young, dead, or alive. Mickey climbed down from the seats and knelt by the unmoving body.
Ooh, ooh, are you okay?
He asked, pulling lightly on a strand of hair. She groaned and shook her head, pulled herself to her knees and onto one of the seats.
I'm Mickey. Are you okay? And what happened?
I know it, but it slipped out of my brain.
She rubbed her head and pulled her hand away, covered with blood. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoinu here with a story on the subject, Out of My Brain. After a long rehabilitation, I visited the scientific team to see the tumor the surgeon had cut out of my brain. I'd volunteered for the experiment. The neuroma had to come out anyway, so I donated the tissue to the project. It had been grown to fill a tank dominating the room, surrounded by tubes and machines. Penrose was right about quantum neural computation, said the project leader. This thing thinks faster than anything before. We've just completed the speech and hearing interfaces. You can talk to it? What does it say?
More brains,
replied the brain in the vat.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Apple, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon formed a partnership for the ultimate online product. MyBrain.com was a computer-human interface. It would allow instant learning, store memory backups, and so much more. And they gave it away for free. Government regulators went completely apeshit over it. Until the four companies declared war on anyone that opposed their efforts. Millions of bureaucrats, protesters, and religious officials discovered their email and data had vanished. The hypocrites among the opposition who used free MyBrain units all died in their sleep. Massive cerebral hemorrhages. Everyone else instantly learned not to oppose the new masters.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Out of My Brain! You can check out more stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com or join in the weekly challenge. The next weekly challenge is on the topic of flight. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for all archives and stories and information on the weekly challenge. Give it a shot. See what you do. It's okay to be creative, even though green is not a creative color. I need to go catch a flight, so I will see you next week. Until then, thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge here at the 100 Word Stories podcast. And, as always, keep it brief.